to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. Greg Williams right here in the most awesome city in the world as the sun is going right behind me here at the Texas Medical Center in Houston, Texas. That awesome and big, the big H right here in Houston, Texas. I always think Houston is just a little bit south of heaven. And I got here back in 2010, and I wish I had come years and years and years earlier than that, because I just love this town. Welcome to the program tonight. Oh, wait, this just in. We are celebrating our sixth year tonight, and we're not doing anything big. We're just saying, hey, thanks for putting up with us for 6 years. Thomas and I was talking right before we came on the air, and he's the awesome board programmer on Sunday nights for the BBS radio station. And he said he was 14 back in those days. When we first went on the air, and we counted up, we took our shoes and socks off and figured out we have plugged in over 300 shows in that 6 years' time. And I have loved every minute of it. I think you can get on the archives right now at bbsradio.com and listen to probably just about every one of them. In the early days, we were just audio. Now we're audio and video, although the audio plays all the time someplace, but you can actually see us too. So welcome to my home. And, you know, I was just thinking, because I really almost forgot that this was the sixth anniversary till Thomas mentioned it right before we went on. And as we was talking, and probably some of the best guests that I have enjoyed the most, probably Dr. Bruce Perry was awesome. He was on the program and shared his great wisdom. I mean, he's probably one of the world-renowned experts on anxiety and trauma and child abuse and ACEs and adverse childhood experiences and all of that. And he shared with us that night, kind of let the cat out of the bag, that he was writing a book with Oprah Winfrey. And I thought that was kind of huge. And that was a neat program. So you have a chance to go back and listen to that in the archives. That's awesome. We also had Little Ricky, Keith off of I Love Lucy show. I love I Love Lucy, but I loved his program. Lisa Javik, she was the oldest daughter in the Robin Williams and Sally Field movie, Mrs. Doubtfire. She was talking about her own anxiety and how she ended up getting out of the entertainment business. And now she travels the country helping Vietnam veterans deal with PTSD. We've had some wonderful programs. I think the ones that I have enjoyed the most aren't the ones that are the professionals and they've been out there doing it for years, but are the ones that just come on and share their story for the very first time. And the only way I got involved in radio and podcasting and this whole wild world But somebody had contacted me. I was a guest on a person's show being interviewed, and they said, "Hey, we need a co-host. Would you be interested?" So for weeks, I was a co-host for a program. I believe it was out of Florida. Not for sure about that. Can't remember. And then they ended up going off the air, and I thought, you know, that was kind of fun. And I tried a couple different platforms. And then I ran into the awesome people at BBS Radio, and they made it so easy. I want to encourage you that if you ever have that inkling, that nudge, that desire to ever get in to radio, podcasting, video broadcasting, even TV work, BBS Radio would be the ones to reach out to. Let them know that Greg sent you, and maybe we'll get a discount. I'm teasing, but they are just wonderful people. They have always been extra kind to me, and they have become family to me. So I look forward to every week gathering around the Sunday night table and just being with my friends at the radio station. Even though I'm here at home, I know they are there listening and making sure that everything runs exactly right. If you want to get involved tonight, I don't have my iPad up and running, but we are live on Facebook. But if you want to text me at 832-396-6525, that is my cell phone right here. I'm probably the only goofy person in the world that puts his personal cell phone all over the world. But 832-396-6525, text me. And during the commercial break, I'll be glad to read your questions or your comments. And then if you just want to call the radio station, 888-627-6008. And they'll patch you right on through. Maybe, I don't know. I hate to say, hey, won't everybody call in and tell me how this show has affected you? Because if nobody calls in, I'm thinking, well, nobody's listening. But that's not true, because we know it's being heard unbelievable amount of times each and every week. But if you want to get involved, if you want to just ask me a question, it's just me tonight. I have no guests. But next week, you want to make note of this. We have Ruth Ann Metford, and she is the CEO of the Child's Advocates of Fort Bend County. And I'm getting ready to go there soon and be a speaker at their luncheon. They have a big luncheon once a year at their annual luncheon. And we're going to be talking about that event. And then she's going to be talking about the thousands of people and families that they help in Fort Bend County, which is just right yonder down the road here from Houston. And they're great, great people. So Ruth Ann Medford will be here next Sunday night. And then we have a lot of great authors coming up. Kind of been taking a break during the summer. Everybody's kind of off and running, doing vacations. So you're just stuck with me tonight. But if you want to comment on the last 6 years or call and say, hey, this is one of your favorite shows, what program was the one that meant the most to you? We've had some great people on. Also, I met Rachel Fisher was on. She's awesome. I'm just off the top of my head, there's been so many people that I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know literally around the world. We had one on from Spain the other night, and that was one of probably the best shows we've done in a long time. Had one from England. If you remember the young lady that had got married or was getting ready to get married and was pregnant, and he stabbed her and stabbed the baby inside the womb. And she was an unbelievable, wrote a great book. She was an unbelievable guest. And then we have had the young lady that lives here close, and she's married to a gentleman that works at NASA here down towards Galveston. And she's writing a book, and she's going to be on. I want to invite her on in the next few weeks, being talked about being born in a prison, I believe in Russia, and was left to die as a baby. and she lived through it, and now she's getting ready to publish her book. And we're going to have her on talking about that. But anyway, I want to thank everybody that listens in each week. I have said since day one, if you will allow and grant me the honor of spending a few moments with you each Sunday night, I promise you that it's going to be something that's uplifting, something that's encouraging, something that's inspirational, something that can help you and even people around you. And you always want to have a notepad and a pen because you just never know what our guests, and I won't let the cat out of the bag too much, but I always tell our guests via email, because I try not to ever talk to a guest before the show. I want it to be first time me hearing the story, especially if I've read the book. I want it to be unbuffered, not rehearsed. But I always tell them, hey, the first half, we're going to talk about your story. The last half, after that commercial break, I want to talk about what it took to get you around the corner, what it took for you to be able to pull yourself up out of the situation and the strife and the stress and the anxiety that you were in, and give people hope. And that's something that I always hope that we give you each Sunday night, live as many times as we can, each week here. From my home. Dave Pelzer was another great guest, the author of A Child Called It. He's been a guest two or three times, and he's going to be back on again talking about comedy. So I'm looking forward to that. But just welcome to the program tonight. If anybody wants to call in, anybody wants to comment, feel free to do that. We will take a break in about 16, 17 minutes, and we're just going to keep talking. Last week, we talked about some things, and I still have the notes someplace. Yeah, here. Oh, how to set boundaries. So we talked all about that, and we went through all those pages of how to set personal boundaries. And I needed to hear that. I'm going to keep this because I'm going to end up probably including this in my next book. Speaking of books, this was a number one bestseller a few weeks ago on my birthday. Came out number one. It's not number one now, but now if you try to buy it, it is out of stock. So it's been sold out, but I have a whole bunch right here. And if you want to text me and say, hey, how can I get one of the ones you have here? Let me know and I will ship that to you. Feel free to let me know. Text me at that 832-396-6525 and we'll get you one. But if you do buy it online on Amazon, make sure it's the blue copy, not the brown copy, because this copy now is being sold by somebody for we're trying to get this off the internet for like $30. You don't want to do that. This is not the one to want. This is the one you want, the blue copy. So anyway, let's talk. I in this 6 years, and me experiencing my 62nd birthday. Yeah, look at this. Look at this. Is this not something? I believe when I started the show, it was all dark. It's turning white and it's getting thin up here. But that happens, right? I've learned some things. And not necessarily from the guests, but the guests have helped me nail down some of the things that I've learned. But I'm just going to just share with you a few things that I've learned in 6 years. And I would welcome you to comment on them or call about those or throw in maybe one of the best things you ever learned in your life, however many years old you are. One thing that I've always learned and needed to know was that, I experienced failure a lot in my life, more times than I probably care to share. But I'm sure there'll be people lined up if you say, hey, what's the bad things you want to say about Greg Williams? There'll be people saying, oh, he's this, he's this, he's this, I'm sure. But the only failure in life is this. You ready? is not trying, is not giving it an attempt. If you really want to do great things in life, you have to do it. You have to take risk. I'm sure I stuttered. I'm sure I made a lot of mistakes in those early years, and I still do. But we never have to edit much out now because we've learned how to do it. And taking that risk, and one of the things that I enjoy hearing from people when I'm out speaking, and I'm going to be out speaking, let me just tell you, in the next few weeks, okay, next 2 or 3 weeks, I will be in Midland, Texas next week. I'm doing a big human trafficking here training in Houston the following week. I will be at Fort Bend a couple days after that, Irving, Texas. I will be in Tulsa for 2 days doing 2 separate events there. I will be back here at Houston. I will be in Abilene. I will be in Tulsa again a couple weeks later, Clute, Texas. I'll be South Padre Island. I will be in Ohio. I will be in Washington, D.C. I will be in Georgetown, Texas. I'll be in San Antonio, Texas. I will be in Orlando, Florida. Those are the ones that are just coming around the corner. And I have about 8 that is pending to get me booked in the upcoming next couple of weeks. So I'm traveling a lot. And one of the things that I love hearing when I get off the stage or get from off the program and it's done is people saying, Greg, I appreciate you being vulnerable. You can't talk about pain. You can't talk about hurt. You can't talk about failure. You can't ever expect to receive any kind of healing until you do, I think, the first step is admit that you've been hurt. Admit that something's happened to you. And that vulnerability is important to me. So as we do this first one, and then I'm going to ask a friend of mine from the BBS radio station to jump in, is you have to take risk. And even though your heart's been broken, mine's been broken by so many people, you still have to take risk again and open it back up to a few people that you can trust and love again. Let them in again. Trust people again. Because if you ever want something to happen great in your life, you have to step out and do it and take those risks and open yourself up. I believe right now we have a friend of mine. Don, are you there? Are you able to share that great radio voice that you have with our guest
thank
tonight,
you.
With our audience tonight?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, Dr. Williams, and being on your program. Thank you. I really do. This is coming up on 6 years. That's amazing. I mean, that is amazing. I don't even know what to say. I mean, that's over 300 plus shows.
How many shows do you have on your broadcast right now? When I was going down and looking at the archives on my page a while ago, boy, from A to Z, you have a lot. How many shows are you broadcasting now?
I would say somewhere around 80 a week, 80 different shows, something like that. Some run 10 hours or more. Some run, a few times a week. So it's a lot of production hours, a lot more than 80, but about 80 shows, I would think. And then we do maybe half a dozen or so for other networks throughout the week. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love this. I love
You
this
still
place.
have spaces for some, for example, if one of our guests or listening audiences, people in our audience say, "Hey, I'd like to try something," you'd be able to squeeze them into a good time slot?
Oh, without a doubt.
Good.
Absolutely. I mean, if somebody ever wants to do their own production with us, we would absolutely love it. We're diverse, well-rounded. We take on all sorts of programming. So if you think it won't fit, you might be surprised.
Yeah.
When it comes to programming, it's really easy. I mean, they can do it now from their home, from their car or truck. Even on their boat, we've had people do it on their boat. So it's really simple. Technology has made podcasting really simple. And
Yeah.
so if people are, wondering if it's difficult to do, no, technology pretty much does away with the pain of it. And then you can just have fun.
Yeah. I remember I believe in the early days I was co-hosting with somebody on maybe bot radio net bot. But it wasn't running, it didn't run smooth. It was uncomfortable. And when I got on board with y'all, you Doug and Thomas, you make this so easy. You're so easy to work with.
Oh,
And I
thank you.
have been with you and I've watched you and seen it expand vastly. I mean, wow, the millions of people that the potential that can he listen to each of these programs is just overwhelming. But
Oh,
you guys
thank
are
you.
pros, and I just appreciate not only the professional relationship that we have, but the friendship that we have. You guys are special.
Well, I must say that's how I feel, truly. Dr. Williams, you're not only a phenomenal host, you're my friend. And I'd have it no other way. You're one of the most beautiful people on this planet. And it's just a pleasure and a privilege to know you and to be able to work with you and to hear your dynamic programming and the guests that you have on and just be a part of that. To me, it's an honor, and I thank you. Really do. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking for another 6 years with you at least. We may do this until I kick the bucket, and that's going to be hopefully at least 6 years down the road.
Let's hope it's longer.
Yeah, I'm not giving up too soon on
Good.
that, but thank you
Good.
again, you and your whole family and your host station. And it is just I give you guys 10 stars plus and would highly recommend if anybody wants to get into this work to deal with you guys, because you're the best.
Thank you. You're so kind. You're so kind to say that. Thank you.
Well,
Thank
thank
you.
you, Don. I appreciate it. And thank you for allowing me, somebody like me, to learn and to cut my teeth with the professionals that you are. And it made it really easy. So I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And we're
Well,
into
you
bigger,
just
better
keep
things
doing
the
what
next
you're
year.
doing because the people you're touching need to be touched.
A lot
And
of hurting people out there, isn't there?
right. A lot, yeah.
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 Well, thank you so much, Don. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, God bless you, my friend.
God bless.
You know, I tell you, I think when with what's going on in the world right now, and what's going to end up happening in the world, is that even if you look at this, and we won't get biblical tonight, I try to keep this to be. Everybody knows that I have a faith, and I believe in God and Jesus, and I am not ashamed of that. And that's one thing I like about PBS Radio. They don't edit me and say, "Hey, wait, you can't say that. Oops, you can't say that." You can say whatever you want, and you don't get that just everywhere. And I like that freedom too. But in the world, as this world starts spinning faster, whatever's going on with Russia and what's ever going on with what happened in Alaska and whatever's happening in Israel and Gaza and Hamas and all of these things, it's only going to rev up even more. And it's going to seem like, even though there's promises of peace, we're getting to the end of the movie reel of the world. And what happens at the end of that movie reel? It starts off real big, and that wheel is just really moving slow. And as we get towards the end of time, and that movie is getting ready to run out, it starts spinning really fast. So we have to be able to, I want to be one place to where we can be able to spend a few minutes to just pause and take a breath and go, I needed to hear that. And that's kind of what I'm sharing tonight, with just a few lessons. And if you have a comment, feel free. I will be taking a break in about 3 minutes. I'll do one more little lesson that I've learned in the years since I've been on the radio. And first one was, the only failure in life is not trying. Write this one down. The second one, this one's tough. Be the partner that you want to have. Be the business associate that you want to be associated with. Let's put this another way. Would you date yourself? Would you marry somebody like you? Would you be in a business relationship with somebody like you? Would you want to have somebody like you on your team at work tomorrow at Baylor College of Medicine or Texas Children's Hospital or Memorial or Memorial Hermann or Methodist? And we have all these hospitals right here. Would you want to be on the team with you? Would you want to have a boss that is just like you? And I think that's an important tip. And I, when I started the show, I was being interviewed, I don't know, two or three times a week on all these shows. And they would ask me what I wanted to talk about before we go on. And some would even have show interviews, so they would know what to ask. And then the host would ask a question, and I'd be halfway through, because everybody knows I'm windy. I would be halfway through the answer, and they wouldn't even respond to the answer. They would interrupt me with another question that's completely off on a different tangent. And it's like, boy. And every time I got off one of those, I thought, if I ever have an opportunity to interview somebody, I would want them to be interested. I would want them to have read my book. I would want them to have some kind of connection online and care. And a lot of people don't do that. So, I learned that here, but you can just transcend that over to your personal life. Complaining about your husband? Are you complaining about your wife? Are you the person that you would marry if you could marry you? Would you be your own best friend if you had to choose you? I think that's a good question. And as we take a break, I'll give you a minute and 3 seconds during this break to be able to think about that. We'll come back on the other side of that. If you want to comment, 832-396-6525, right here by via text, or 888-627-6008. And you can talk to Thomas or Don or Doug or whoever's actually answering the phone there. It's probably going to be Thomas. Right there at the BBS radio station, feel free to call and they will patch you right in. We will be right back after this short commercial break. Don't leave us. I want to have a drink of a nice, cool drink of water, and we'll see you on the other side. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a life-changing journey. From the best-selling author of Shattered by the Darkness and When the Dark Clouds Come, Dr. Gregory Williams is back with his highly anticipated third book, Embracing Your Scars, Learning How to Turn Life's Pain into Life's Power and Purpose. Have you ever wondered how to transform your struggles into strength? Do you want to stop hiding behind the pain, the heartache, and instead learn how to turn those scars into the very fuel that propels you towards greatness? If you do, then this book is for you. In Embracing Your Scars, Dr. Williams shows you how to take the negative experiences of your past and turn them into the very source of your future success. Don't miss out, because your transformation begins here. The book is available soon on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold.
Alrighty, welcome back. The phones are not ringing off the hook, but that's okay, because we're just going to keep on going. And as we're looking at our 6 years of being on BBS radio station and having this program literally going live around the world right now. And I love getting texts, emails, or phone calls from people that's literally heard it on the other side of the world. I don't even know what country it is. And it's like, wow, that is unbelievable with technology, what we have today. There's another thing that I have learned over the years, and it has to do with years. Now, since I'm 62, getting ready for that retirement age, but you know me, I'm probably never going to retire. I'm going to probably die in the office chair and they'll roll me to the crematory. But there's a lesson here that I want to throw out at you. The most valuable things in life compound over a long period of time. That includes wealth, health, knowledge, confidence, relationships. Time makes those things better and more valuable. For instance, and I've had them on the program several times as individuals and as a group. We've had Matt Brown, James Brown, his brother. We've had Amy Parks on. And we've just talked about friendships from when they were in my youth group when I was in college, years and years and years ago, which was, let me look at my college ring, which was in the 80s, 1980s, early 1980s. And those friendships are probably the most valuable to me, because we've endured the test of time. And, you know, you can put $5 in an account 100 years ago, and that $5 would compound interest over all these years and be worth a pretty penny today. If you would have bought gold when it was only going for $40 an ounce, just think what all this years has done to the price of gold. It's going through the roof right now. Great, great investment. It's the same way with relationships, that sometimes the more time you put into it, the better they are. And I think that's why, has it ever ran through my mind, I'm just going to stop this show on Sunday nights. Does anybody listen? Is it really making an impact? And I've thought about it. And then I keep saying, no, I've put too much into it. I want to ride it around another lap or two. Now, if people stop listening and it's not making an impact, I don't want to go out when it goes down. I want to go out while it's on top, doing the best it is when I go out. But I think it's important. And the most valuable things in life, at least for me, I've learned, are those things that compound over a period of time. And another thing, and this is probably one of my pet peeves, and I get off on this soapbox a lot. So if it offends you, I'm sorry, but it is my own personal pet peeve. If you have to tell somebody, if you have to tell somebody that you are just all that, then you're really probably not all that. Stop saying it. Just be it. I don't believe you'll get any postings from me on any social media, standing in front of a group of people saying, I was so honored to be invited to speak here, invited to speak there, and then have a post, a picture of me all over the social media of me, of me, of me, of me. There's some people that I get on, probably the only social media that I'm in is LinkedIn. And you get on LinkedIn, and I won't show you some of the people's faces. But there's one right there. I'm honored to have another one. Another one that just has a picture of the person smiling. There's one I saw the other day. Here's six pictures of me. Which one do you like best? Please. If you have to tell somebody you're all that, you're probably not. Why don't you just go out and be that and let the praises not be self-reaching? Stop trying to gain that and let the honor to go to your creator. Because if you get praise on this side of heaven, nothing's going to happen up there for us. I want to make an impact without getting the glory. And the glory has to always go to him. The only reason I am still here from all the stuff that I have went through all of my life was because of the security, the safety, the confidence that my Lord Jesus Christ put in me. So why would I want anybody to glorify and honor me? It ain't gonna happen. And yeah, Thomas, if you want to cut out ain't and put it isn't going to happen, so I found sound better. I remember my first time I spoke. I remember the first time I spoke in a church setting. One of the little ladies, and you will know this, Amy, James, and Matt, because it was in your town. In Carterville, I preached there. I was just the youth and music minister, but they let me preach one Sunday, and I believe the lady's name was Carol, if I remember right. They can be able to correct me if I'm wrong. She was an English teacher, and she spent the entire sermon writing down on a piece of paper, and she handed me a piece of paper listing every time I said something grammatically wrong. Please, please. It's all about the message. It's not about the way you say it. This is me, love me or leave me. But if you have to tell somebody that you're just the best thing since sliced bread, maybe we need to get another loaf. My grandpa, my Uncle Ray, always said, never blow your own trumpet. If you're good, if people like you, they will like you for who you are, not for who you think you are and want to promote. And I do understand that people have to, because some people are trying to make a living on their speeches, trying to make a living off their books, trying to make a living on their trainings and their conferences. And I understand all of that to advertise and to commercial what you're doing. But Don't over self-promote. That gets really, really ugly. Another lesson that I've learned. There's no such thing as a life that doesn't have problems. Even, I watch Shark Tank all the time. And I think on MSNBC, they have marathons of Shark Tank, and my DVR just automatically records it. So when nothing else is good on, which is very rarely, is there anything good on besides Andy and Dick Van Dyke and I Love Lucy, every now and then a Brady Bunch. I'll watch Shark Tank. Even billionaire Mark Cuban has money problems. And so does the homeless guy that's right down on the street off Holcomb, where I live. He has money problems too. So there isn't such a thing as a life that doesn't have problems. No matter what tax bracket you get in, when you turn 62, you start getting all these reports from Social Security, and I'm getting all those envelopes where you open it up. And when you do the first year that you worked, it said I made $800 that first year when I was a little dishwasher at Starlight Restaurant in Southern Illinois. The owner was Roy Dye. Why do I remember that stuff? But anyway, that was the first time I ever paid in taxes that they withheld from a check. And then it goes on every year. So it doesn't matter at the $800 a year level or what I'm making now, no matter how your tax bracket increases and the levels that you rise to, you're always going to have problems, money problems. It's just that you spend more and your lifestyle is a little different than what it used to be. In life, there's always problems, and everybody has problems. So there is never a life without problems. Another thing that I've learned is that if you can't say no, then your yeses will mean nothing. We are defined by what we give up, by what we sacrifice, and by what we reject. There's some things that's asked of me, and I just have to say no. There's some people that want to be on the program, and that's why I read every book, every author has been on the program prior to. There's been a few instances in the 6 years that I've read the book, contacted them, and said, "Hey, I appreciate you, but we're not going to be able to do the show. Why? I'm not going to share that with my audience. I'm not going to let that mindset, that belief, that ideology, whatever they're going on, we're not going to get political, or we're not going to do this. We're going to try to keep this hopeful. And I'm just not going to share that." And so if you can't say no, your yeses have no purpose at all. In other words, if you don't decide who you are, other people will decide for you. I've been on boards that of organizations that I've resigned from because I don't see eye to eye. Hey, I tell you what, I'm not going to be just the yes stamp. I'm not going to be just the person that okays you as a CEO or whatever, everything that you do. If there's something wrong, I'm going to say, "Hey, wait, I think that's wrong." But I'm not just going to be one of those. If you don't want my opinion or need my opinion, then my presence isn't needed. And I have resigned off those. So if you can't say no, then your yeses have no meaning whatsoever. Let's do a couple more. Let's see where we're at. 8:46. Let me take a swig. I've been guilty of this. In the 6 years I've had guests, I've dreaded some people that a publisher will call me and say, "Hey, can we have this person on?" And I'll read their book. And I go, "Okay, yeah, sure." The book was okay, but I'm thinking, "Oh, this isn't going to be a good interview." And Thomas TJ will tell you after the show, "Wow, that was one of the best shows you've done in a long time, Greg." It's like, "Yeah, I thought this one was going to be terrible." So you can't make assumptions about people. Because in reality, in life, you have no idea what they've gone through. No idea. So when you're at Walmart, when you're at HEB or grocery store or at school tomorrow or at work, and you think somebody is just mistreating you, just being arrogant or just being belligerent, whatever, don't make assumptions about them. I always tell teachers when I train teachers around the country that you need to put this down when those kids start walking into your classroom every morning. And tomorrow morning, if you have teachers listening in, please put that phone in the desk. I think it's now, somebody told me, that kids can't in the state of Texas have their cell phones. They have to be off now in the state of Texas. That's a new law. I hope that's a law for the teachers too, but I have a feeling it's probably not. I'm not for sure. I may be wrong, but I know it would be so wrong for the teachers to be doing this when the kids are walking into their classroom, because you never know what environment that child has left. And they are looking forward to that eye to eye. "Hey, good morning. This is going to be an awesome day. So glad to see you." That is so important because we don't know what they're going through. They may just have been hurt. They may just have been abused. They may have just been verbally assaulted in the car and made fun of or downgraded. You don't know what's going on. They may be starving because her mom and dad neglected to even care if they had breakfast. And I think it's important that don't make assumptions about people. I only have a couple more and I only have a few more minutes. So we're going to land the plane about the right time. There's no such thing as a bad emotion. Only a bad response to an emotion. Anger is a good emotion. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. So it says it's all right to be angry, but just don't let it overtake you and it cause you to do the wrong thing. So there's no such thing as a bad emotion, only a bad response to the emotion. Fear is a good thing. You said, "Wait, that doesn't make sense to me." No. If I had no fear, if I didn't have that quality in me, it's dark outside now. I would just walk down at 3 o'clock in the morning when I go to work and just walk to work because it's just a few blocks away. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't do that in Houston. I wouldn't do that in probably any city at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just wouldn't do it. I'm not brain dead. There's a lot of bad people out there, and this is a pretty good neighborhood, but I still wouldn't do it. So that element of fear is a good emotion. It's just a response of it to say, "Hey, wait, I'm going to belittle myself for fear," or no. There's reasons our body reacts And there's protection modes that our body reacts to. And in that, we need to just respond in the right way. Personally, I personally believe that when you go through anything toxic, anything abusive, anything tragic, anything of large grief, death of a really close loved one, I think God somehow allows the Holy Spirit to give you spiritual Novocaine to deaden those emotions. So when we are more able to respond to them correctly, then they become more. It's kind of like going to a dentist as he starts drilling down to that nerve. He's got Novocaine in there. This isn't going to hurt, but eventually it will when it starts wearing off. I think that's important. And emotions are exactly the same way. So don't just negate them. There's not a bad emotion. Don't say, well, I shouldn't feel that way. It's just the way you respond to it that's important. I think I have time for one more, and then I'll get off and let TJ go to the next show. Your relationship with others is a direct reflection of your relationship that you have with yourself. Wow. Let me repeat that. Your relationship with others is a direct mirror image of the relationship that you have with yourself. If you treat yourself poorly, then you will unconsciously seek out and treat other people poorly. Get right with yourself, and you'll get right with the world. I think the impact of that is huge, especially if you have trouble with relationships. And if you're always arguing and there's always drama in your life, and you can't go anywhere without that drama, stop pointing at other people and look at the cause. It may be you. It may be me. All my past relationships, friendships that have been shattered, that are no longer, they're gone. Was I the fault? Could be. If I have low self-esteem, I think sometimes that affects the way we treat other people. So I like that. Your relationship with others is a direct reflection of the relationship you have with yourself. And I'll do one more because they said I had a couple more minutes, but nothing meaningful in life is easy. And nothing easy in life is meaningful. If it's worth slinging sweat for, it's probably going to be meaningful in your life. If it comes easy, you didn't have to think about it, it was just handed to you, it's not very meaningful. Do you ever, parents, just give your kids their first car? Just give it. I'm not saying that's wrong, but watch how they treat it. But if they have to invest in that, I think they treat it a little differently. I personally think it's good for kids to work. I'm not talking about 8-year-olds. I'm talking, 16, 17, 20, 25. I think it's good. They don't have to have three or four jobs like I do, just because I'm a workaholic. But I think it's good. I think that it brings value into what the dollar is all about. And it builds character. And in that character, it builds responsibility. In that responsibility, it builds values. And in those values, it builds integrity. And then it goes right on down the line into dominoes, into so many different things. So I think nothing meaningful in life is easy, and nothing easy in life is meaningful. Well, there's two pages, and I'll drop it over there. I want to thank you for joining us tonight for Breaking the Silence. I want to personally thank all those people that have been here since day one, and there's a lot of y'all. I know it because you tell me that. I've listened to you since you came on, and that makes me smile, and I appreciate it. I want to thank all the friends, the new friends that have come on in all of these years, and even though I may never get to meet you face to face, I want to thank you for spending time with us each and every Sunday night. Next Sunday night, you do not want to forget that Ruth Ann Metford is going to be here from Fort Bend Child Advocates, the Child Advocates of Fort Bend County. And she's the CEO, and that's going to be an awesome, awesome program, how they've reached out to so many people and so many local people, that there's people hurting in every level of economy, every color of skin, every part of our towns, every part of our counties. And it's time that we open our eyes and stop ignoring it and rolling up our sleeves, like, I've got my sleeves about half rolled up. Start rolling up our sleeves and saying, what can I do to help them? And possibly, as we end the show, and possibly what you have gone through in your life is the very thing, your worst tragic experience could be the very thing that can be used to help somebody else deal with that in their life. You didn't just go through it to go through it. You went through it to help somebody else. So do that this week. Okay. Thank you for joining us. And we always want to leave you with this thought. No matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it gets out in this world, there's always hope. If you need me, 832-396-6525. Join us right here. And on behalf of Don, Doug, and Thomas, the wonderful staff at BBS Radio, thank you for being with me for the last 6 years. And join us next week for another live edition of Breaking the Silence. Have an awesome week. God bless. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next episode of Breaking the Silence.